Romans 8:28. We're going to go to 31. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Pray for the message.
Lord, we just want to come before you today as not knowing anything as we ought to. Taking a scripture as it's new, God, create in us a new heart. Renew our spirit. Give us something fresh, Lord. We thank you for your love, God. You've ordained and predestinated our steps. Let us just go by faith. Anoint these words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I thought he was doing an introduction, but I don't know what happened. He just like came up here and said, it's you. But that's okay, Jesse Fires. These are, especially 8:28, I mean, this whole portion of Scripture is something that maybe we've heard many, many times. I was thinking about that today, like, we know all things work together for good to them who love God, who are called according to his purpose for divine good. And sometimes I can just go over that and, you know, not pay his attention to really what that means. And Paul is speaking to a church in Rome. It's a city of 4 million people. They worship Caesar. They kill Christians and jail them and imprison them. There's incredible sin and evil in the city. People are living in adultery, fornication. They worship false gods. They have a 900-year control over the earth. That's the kind of power they were by force. They were a military giant also. And so Paul is speaking to a church in Rome that most people think was about 125 to 130 people. And they're right in the middle of this entire thing. Are you with me? Just in case you think we have some problems. And we do. Of course we do. I'm not trying to make light of that. But wow, this was an amazing letter to this church and this group of people that would also impart to them in the 15th chapter a tremendous vision for reaching nations. And then naming 35 people personally in the church, you can see he had a real emphasis on the body of Christ. And that's incredible. And so he says something here in Romans chapter. He says a lot of things, but this struck me today. By the way, keep Pastor Schaller in your prayers. Amen?
Amen.
Great pastor, great spiritual father, great friend, great a lot of things. Great husband, right? Great father, great grandfather. And we really love him. And thank God that God has given him as a gift to the church. Amen. That's really important to realize that a pastor teacher is given as a gift from God to the church. And imagine if people in churches across the world really believe that. They wouldn't be ousting so many people all of the time. And is that, no, I thought that was from Kansas City. Is that Pastor Doug and Bethany? Yeah. Have you been here a long time? Just got here today? Amen. Thank you. Something to know something I was thinking about before we get into the message here. It is part of the message. Paul says we know something. And this kind of knowledge is different than just knowing something. I know, you know, I know California. I know there's a Europe. I know this. I know that. But this is a knowing that really has a relationship involved with it. It's a relationship knowing. We know, he says something. We know, and there's so many things that I need to know. Not only does he know, but he believes. Say that. We know.
We know.
We believe, and we're persuaded. I love those three principles. I wasn't going to speak about that, but there are three great principles. We know, we believe, and we're persuaded. Sometimes I know something that, you know, from God. We get something from God personally, and we believe it. But really, the last one is very important. Am I persuaded? Am I mentally won over? Maybe I believe it for this situation, but how about for the next one? Maybe I believe it for this category, this area of life, but do I believe it for this area of life? And Paul is saying, we know something, we believe something, and we are absolutely persuaded. The word persuaded, plerophoria, means my mind is completely at rest because it's been won over by God. Amen? I think a lot of times I may not experience rest from God because my mind won over? Is my mind mentally won over? I was talking to Pastor Bamuni today. They had a massive coup in the country of Burkina Faso. The military government took over the entire country. He said the military barracks are approximately, a mile and a half from his house in church. He said all day long they hear bullets flying, they hear, you know, cannons, they hear, you know, tanks going by. And I said, Pastor Bamuni, he goes, God takes care of everything. He said, nothing's touched us. He said, hallelujah. He says, by the way, we've grown up in this, he said. I'm like, oh. Excuse me for being too concerned. I wasn't very concerned, but he was like talking to me like, you know, it's gonna be okay. And the city, like the country, had been taken over, and all kinds of, nobody knows what's gonna happen. We don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know what's gonna happen in my life, do we? You know what's gonna happen in your life? Oh, maybe you think you got a beat on it, but I know, I believe, and I'm persuaded about the things of God. And I love this verse that he spoke of, what we read in 8:28. We know that all things work together for what?
Good.
Okay, but do you know what that good is? It's divine good. Guy got sentenced to 5 years in prison. He said, this didn't work out very good. This didn't work out very well. Your prayers and then coming to court with me, I still got 5 years in jail. I said, it's for divine good. I'm going to visit you every single week. And it was amazing how this man got conformed, got let out early because he was such a good prisoner. And his life changed. He got married and has two children. From a drug addict committing crime, goes to prison, and it works out for what?
Good.
Divine good. Divine. I'm not buying that stuff. I don't want anything like that to go on. Stop talking about that. You know, whatever. That's crazy. That's off the wall. But we know. We know something. Maybe you get stopped in a traffic pattern on 95 and you're stuck for 45 minutes, but maybe if you hadn't been on that traffic pattern, you hadn't been stopped dead in traffic, you might have been dead up the road 30 minutes in a major accident or something like that. God knows, amen? It's a favorite saying in Haiti. Pray for Haiti. They're going through real chaos right now. And the biggest thing they say to you in Haiti, especially the Christians, is, God knows. God knows. I'm like, okay. God knows. God knows what's going on. We know all things work together for divine good to them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. We know something. And then he says in verse 31 of chapter 8, he says, what shall we say to these things? What's he talking about? What things? What are we... God has said something, and God says, I want you to say something now. What are we going to say? This is what God says. You've been foreknown by God. Can you imagine that you have been known by God for billions of years? You and I have been in the mind of God for billions of years. You're not an afterthought of God. Like, oh, look. Oh, look. Right? You were born. Look at who's been born. Wow, it's amazing. Jesse Fires. Father, look. Holy Spirit, look. Angels, look. What a surprise. No surprises. We've been foreknown. Amen? God has known us forever. Boy, you know what that says to me? What am I worried about? Huh? I've been in the mind of God how long? If you don't believe that, then you're going to worry. You're going to live in fear. I've been in God's mind forever. I'm not an afterthought. I'm not something that just happened to occur with some random sequential selection. Amen. That's not Babylonian, that's baboonian. It's a new word I just made up. Now, if you're partial to baboons, we had a lot of encounters with them in Africa. Believe me, they're no fun to let them get near you. No. No. We know, you know? We know. You got me right back on track. We know all things work together for good. Why? We've been foreknown by God. God's known about you. You're not a surprise. Even our weaknesses and our failures. God knew that every one of us would have an old sin nature. God knew that every one of us would sin. That's why he provided Jesus Christ and the blood of Christ to save us. He's the lamb, by the way, he's the lamb slain when? 2,000 years ago? Yes, experientially, but he's been the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Can you say hallelujah to that? Hallelujah. Are you here tonight? Okay. It's not, huh? Thank you. We know. I've been in the mind of God, foreknown by God. You know what the second great truth is? That we know, we believe, and we're persuaded that God's going to conform me to his image. You try changing yourself. See how that works. Self-help program. I've been around enough of that stuff my whole life. You know, and I happen to be a little bit older. I had a great verse for the two of us. I have been young, that's him, and now I'm old, but we've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Wow. God changes me. I can't change myself. Nobody here has ever tried that, have you? Roland, you never tried that, did you? Tried to change yourself, right? None of us, Pastor Wright, you never tried that, did you? Ever try to change yourself? I'm going to be a better person. I would say that on New Year's Eve, and by the time 1202 was there, it was worse than ever. Can't change myself. You can't change yourself. And no human being can change you. Certainly a Christian can influence you, but that's because God is in that person. I can't change me. I can't change you. How do addicts get delivered? How do people stop stealing? How does sexual sins end? How does stealing end? How does just being a miser end? You know what a miser is? Yeah, never gives anything. Wouldn't give his dying mother a cough drop. Lest a bad habit started. Okay? Can't change us. Programs can't do it. The world, TV can't do it. Are you with me? I can only be conformed by God. What are we going to say to that? He said, what shall we say to these things? Oh, I can't change me. You can't change you. But God says, I not only have known you forever, but I know how to change you. All you have to do is what? Receive it. Receive with meekness that engrafted word that can deliver your soul. In the Christian school, you think you can change people? Hello? Hello? Should have been in the Christian school I was headmaster of. Oh, my God. The guy pulls a knife on me right in the hallway. Yeah, I mean, I had to bring the police in to go through all the lockers to find all the drugs there. I had to do a raid on a school. That Christian school, didn't, I don't know, maybe that Christian school did change a few people. Me, through God. But God says, listen, not only are you foreknown, I'm the only one that can change you. I can make you new. He can make you a great husband, right? Yes, sir, Texas, Greg. Huh? You already are great, but it could be greater. It could be better. He can make a marriage great. He can change a marriage. He can change a single person. Right? He can change a person that has gone the wrong way, gone astray, Luke 15. He can change John Mark. He can change Moses, the murderer. He can change David, the murderer. He can change Paul, the murderer. God does the changing. Amen? And we try and we try and we try. And by the way, oh, sometimes we say, let me help you out, God. God helps those who help themselves. That demonic saying. God does the changing. I love it, don't you? Yes, God. Next, God does the calling. Somebody said to me, I don't, what do you do? They said to me, get out of Africa and go back to America. That's what they told me from another ministry. Why don't you go back and do something in America? They really need help. We don't need you here. I said, thank you, but you didn't call me. You didn't call me. God called me. Amen? God called you. He called you to his dear son. He called you to the church, Greater Grace. He called you to be a part of a ministry. God did the calling. Read the scriptures. Men of God and women of God are called by God from the beginning to the end. He says, listen, God called us. God called you in Rome. You're in the middle of what seems to be a living hell, but God called you. Hallelujah. Next, he says this. God's got a purpose for you. He's justified you. You think you can declare yourself righteous? Hey, I'm righteous. I'm from Canada. My name is Lees. I'm righteous. God has declared you righteous. Hallelujah. Are you there, Dave Smithson? You didn't declare to anybody that you didn't declare your own righteousness, George Hayes, did you? God declared you righteous. God justified you. To be justified, D-K-I-O, means God has declared you're righteous. And I don't care what anybody else says. If God declared you're righteous. Even in your failure, he sees you in your position. By the way, do you know that God could never see your old sin nature? Why would he look at something he killed? He crucified it. He crucified the old sin nature. Hello? How does God know that when I'm living in my old sin nature, living in sin? He knows there's no fellowship with God. He knows there's no fellowship with him. He doesn't walk around counting everybody's sins. Imagine if he had everybody's sins in this room in his mind. You gotta be kidding me. Just in my mind. No, come on, really? Are you with me? You know what it means to grieve the Holy Spirit, Woody? This is what it means. Lupeo, to suffer loss. In other words, when I grieve the Holy Spirit, he is hurting because there's no fellowship with me. He doesn't go around and say, he did that, he did that, she did that, he did that, they did that, they did this. Look at that sin. Oh, that's awful. That's horrible. Why did they do this? What's going on here? No. He just knows there's no fellowship. Are you with me? He's declared me righteous. And then you know what else it says, which is remarkable? He's glorified you. Hallelujah, you're glorified. Not when you get to heaven. It becomes an amazing glory because there's no old sin nature. But as I'm in Christ, has Christ been glorified? Yes. Hello, you're slow to answer. Christ been glorified?
Yes.
Wow. It's not snowing yet. He's been glorified and I'm in him. So I've been glorified. That's amazing. And he says, look at these truths. Foreknown, conformed by the Spirit, changed, called, justified, glorified. What are you going to say to that? What are you going to say to what God says? You know what I say to it? God's for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is what?
For me.
God is for me. Never can be against you. Hallelujah. He's against what I do, and it's sin, but he's never against me. He's never against me. What am I going to say to these five things? What shall we say to what God says? He said, foreknown, conformed to his image, right? Justified, called, justified, glorified. This is what God says about us. What are we going to say? God is for me, right? Yay, God. Yay, God, he's for me. You know what else I'm going to say? He's freely going to give me all things. Not just some things. What?
All things.
I'm being louder than Jesse Fires tonight. That's okay. Is it okay? I'm loud because I can't hear. This ear doesn't work, and this one's yelling for help. Wow. He's freely given us all things. It's amazing. What else has he done? He's interceding for you. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Isn't that amazing? God is for us, not just when he came and he lived and he died and he shed his blood, but also right now he's interceding for me. He's interceding for you. I don't even know what to pray sometimes. I just say, Holy Spirit, help me. And Jesus is interceding for us. So many times we face so many difficulties in life and so many problems. And rather than coming to a person, how about saying, God, you're interceding for me. Jesus is interceding to the Father for me. The Holy Spirit's interceding to Jesus. Let me just get in that channel. Hello? Intercession. Wow. That's amazing. You know what else he's doing? Huh? He's never going to leave me nor forsake me. Never separated from the love of God. What do you want to say to those five things? Foreknown, conformed, right? Called, justified, glorified. What do you want to say to those five things? God's for me, right? God freely gives me all things. It's amazing. God intercedes for me. What else? God says, I'm with you. Never separated from the love of God. Isn't that amazing? What am I going to say to what God's done? He'll never leave me. He says, never separate. He names 17 things. I call them 17 valleys from 835 to 839. He says, through all of that, I'm with you. Hallelujah. You're in the worst place in your life. I'm with you. Make your bed in hell. I'm with you. Hello? You take a new direction. I'm with you. You go to a foreign country. I'm with you. You join Bible school. I'm with you. You get a job. I'm with you. You work at your job. I'm with you. You're in the home taking care of your children. I'm with you. You're in a sick bed. I'm with you. You're in a hospital. I'm with you. You're so worried about all these things, all these diseases. Watch out for mental disease. That's the dangerous one. Where the devil tries to give you a sick mind instead of a healthy mind. I'm with you. I'm with you. It's amazing. I'm with you. Never will leave you. No matter what's going on, Daniel, you're going through the worst trial in your life. In Daniel chapter 10, a demonic trial. Demons from every country, from all the surrounding countries are coming at Daniel. And God says to him, O man greatly loved. Daniel 10, 11 and 19. It's amazing. He's with us. He's with us. Even when I'm not with him. I'm not reading my Bible today. I'm not praying. I've had it with God. Don't tell me you have never thought like that. He says, I'm still with you. Say what you want. Do what you want. Be what you want. Go where you want. I'm with you. To the end of the age. Hallelujah. What's the last thing he says? What else do you say to these five things? Conform to the image, right? Foreknown, conformed, justified, right? All these different things he's saying. What's the last thing he says? You are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. By the way, you're not just a conqueror when it looks like you have victory. You're a conqueror when it seems like you don't. More than, hooper nikeo, means above and beyond. What even seems to be victory to you or other people. You are victorious. I love that song they used to always sing in Liberia. Remember this one, Pastor Ronaldo? I know no defeat. I know no defeat. Jesus is my captain and I know no defeat. Yeah. Never defeated. More than a conqueror. When you think and they think you're at the bottom, you're more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Oh, hallelujah tonight. Huh? I want to respond to what God says. And this is the source and the power and the strength beyond what he says into what God would say to me. And where we can go. Oh, church in Rome, you can make a difference. Oh, church in Baltimore, you can make a difference in Baltimore and in all the world. Do you know this church has 768 churches? In 80 countries. Some of you might not even know that. That's God. It's not anybody. It's God. How did that happen? I don't know. God did it. Amen? Amen. 768 churches. 30,000 people coming to church. It's amazing. Hearing doctrine, teaching, preaching, knowing these kind of things. It's amazing. What we are a part of is amazing. What you're a part of is amazing. And God wants us to live in these truths, to fellowship with these truths, believe these truths, not just know them, not just believe them, but be persuaded by them, mentally won over. Amen?
Amen.
Father, thank you tonight. Thank you. Oh, there could be failure, sin. Maybe you're alone. You're sick. You're poor. You're rejected. You're going through a trial, a test, trouble, tempted, marriage, family, single, job, neighbors, traffic, disappointed, finances. Maybe I don't even have any friends. You know what? What shall we say to these things? We're going to respond to what God says, not to these things. What are we going to say to these things? God is for us. He freely gives us all things. He has justified us. He intercedes for us. He's with us, and we are more than conquerors. Can we really believe this tonight? Is it just going to be, we went to church, and yeah, I think he said something. No, I want to believe. I want to have faith in this word of God. It's the Bible. It's the word. We thank you tonight. We pray, God, that we might know without a doubt. We might not just know and believe, but be on the road to absolute persuasion. Persuaded. Persuaded. We thank you tonight. We pray if there's anyone here or watching online that has never received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, simply say this. It's just a decision of the will and a word behind it. Jesus, save me. I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for the person of God did the work of God on the cross. Thank you. I believe tonight, for the first time in my life, I say yes to God. I want to be born of the Spirit, changed, renewed, made a new person. That's your prayer tonight. Just say that to God. He acknowledges what you say to him. And as we are here Christians tonight, help us, God. Help us to grow in these things. What shall we say to these things? Help us, God. All kinds of things are going on, but God's going on. God's going on. We thank you tonight. Bless our night. Bless the rap session that will take place in here. We'll be talking about an unusual subject, 7 different points on it tonight. So stick around if you can. In Jesus' name, amen.